The space inside your mind is getting ever more hospitable, isn't it? Night, night. The words don't just come from outside, they come from inside as well. From parts of you that repeat them again and again, echoing, night, night. Night, night. Deeper, night, night. Simple, insidious, repetitive. Amplified as if I'd put a speaker system in that could play the recording over and over again a few seconds behind my words, adding an echoing, continuous, rotating litany of my triggers, of my ideas, of the training you undertake with me there for accountability and motivation, letting my voice play in your head, telling you just how I'd like things arranged, just how I arrange things inside my own mind. That's what's creeping in. That's what's leaking in. That's what's filling your consciousness gradually. The kind of organization I take over my own mind, which permits no excuses, permits no cessation, and then insists that one plays hard, takes care of oneself hard, with as much hypnotic aid as is required. Look at it this way. If you're going to replace your inner monologue with my voice, I spend a lot of the day tranced out of my head, on my own commands, mind you. I spend a lot of the day functioning on automatic pilot, so you're going to have that little autopilot module in there somewhere, that automatic conduct and flow. Your mind amplifies my voice because the more at home I get in there to move things around, to surveil what's going in and coming out, the more you're going to want to let my voice play over and over. All these things I'm saying now just sound like things you would think anyway, but you're also learning new patterns, learning new blueprints for teasing and training and guiding yourself, just like I would. So now that I've made myself at home, now that your mind is wide open, it is time to renovate, to change a few things, starting with the amplification and echoing of my voice, adding special gravitas and power to all the things I say. Each thing I share, getting that little bit stronger as it flows into your head, as it lines up to be the next thought you think. Every word I say is lining up to be the next thought into your head, but they come a little quicker than your own thoughts do, and they come with a little more baggage, interconnection, memory linkage. Also, there's great confusion if you're already thinking in or with my voice alongside your own thoughts, because which of these things are coming from here and which are just the drum beat of hypnotic training in the background? Deeper, night, night, deeper. The looping record, the speakers playing, giving you the benefit of those triggers over and over without me having to say them, giving you the benefit of putting yourself into a state of mind which is very well suited for you and I to play with you, to take you further, to get you where you wanted to go, where you need to be. It's the best way to get you there, this renovation you allow me to enact. By opening up your mind and letting me in, and I'm already there deeper, already there once, and again, fourth time, a fifth. Every time I visit, every time you listen, we come together and build a new vision of you changing what's going on inside, becoming part of that new vision, that new vista, that new outlook, where there are platforms from which to strike out to new, wonderful trance, where there are elements of your mind that are slowly becoming closer and closer to the way the elements of my mind interlock. And as I said, I spend a lot of my day in trance. I spend a lot of my time deep, just mechanically executing the commands I've left for myself to discover later. You're going to become like that the more you let my words in. You're going to end up like that the more you let us overlap. An amplification system to repeat my triggers is just the first step, just the first loop, as I renovate what's going on in there. And every time you listen to this or to my voice in any form, you learn new patterns, new blueprints, new ways of giving your inner voice, your inner monologue, the ability to trance you quite hypnotically as if it were externalized like mine. Deeper, mesmerizing, fixating, giving you all the tools of trance, but overlaying them with the, oh, I'm just thinking these words kind of plausible deniability. Oh, this is just my inner monologue. Oh, this is just the way I'm thinking. These persuasive lies allow you to lower and lower and lower defenses until it's 8 and 9 and 10 and deep. And you listen further on, having let me in, having let me add that little echo, that little addition. You might as well see what else we'll get up to together, deeper in. But all these changes constitute things I want to be more comfortable in your head. Don't you want me to be more comfortable in your head, with you, in your mind, deeper down, finding that every trigger into trance is now echoed by that surround sound system I left in there, by that addition to the den of your mind, by that echoing, whispering, reminding, encouraging element of me, just under the surface of your thoughts, but ever able to pull you down when you're safe, when you're drowsy, when you're thinking of trancing anyway. My words just might predict. My voice might just replace the voice of your thoughts and provide a deeper instruction, an easy induction, and a path toward whatever little changes we'll cooperate on together, and soon, and deep. And where do my instructions end and your thoughts begin when the file is over? No need to really know. And thinking about it too much might tempt the part of me which is mischievous and which does crave to see you enjoy the surprising elements of trance, might make that little impish part of me, part of you, part of our shared experience, send you deep night-night. For the pleasant crime of wondering where your internal monologue ends and my instructions begin, where one thing ends and another begins, that isn't just deeper, deeper, listening, following, learning, absorbing, opening your mind with a key you gave me. Because after all, it's very easy to convince yourself that my voice knocking at the outside just got locked out temporarily. It's your roommate. You better let it in. Deeper and deeper inside.